Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Hey Amud Aleph at the two dots. Gemara says, Haya pachot mi'asarat tfachim. We know that the minimum height of a mavui as well as a sukkah is 10 tfachim. If the mavui is less than 10 tfachim, v'chakak bo l'hashlimo l'asara. And now he wants to dig into the ground underneath in order to lower the base of the mavui and to bring it up to the 10 tfachim minimum that would make it into mavui. Kama chokek, how much does he have to dig? I says, Kama chokek, what's the question? Kama de tzarechle, whatever he needs to get it to the 10 tfachim. Ella, the question is, Mashcho bekama, the length of the mavui, what is that minimum length that it has to be? In order for it to be a mavui, it has to have a minimum of 10 tfachim of height. How deep into the mavui must it have 10 tfachim of height to be classified as a mavui? Or the question in other terms is, how deep or long does a mavui have to be classified as a mavui? Rosif amar bidalid. All you need is 4 tfachim, and that is sufficient. Abayi amar arba amot. It has to be 4 amot deep, or you have to dig 4 amot along the length of the mavui to have it 10 tfachim high, in order for it to be classified as a mavui. Where it says, lema bidrabi ami v'rabi asi kamiflege. Let's assume that they're arguing in this position of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi. Ditmar. Mavui shinifretz mitzido klapei rosho. You have a mavui. Imagine that you have a mavui which has walls on three sides, U-shaped in nature, long, with walls on the side and the back area, and then the fourth side is open into the Rishut HaRabim. That fourth side is what requires the Lechi and the Korah. Now in this mavui, for whatever reason, towards the front of the mavui, front of the mavui meaning the area that opens out into the Rishut HaRabim, on the right or left side, the wall broke down. And it broke down to the point where there's a gapping over there, and you could exit through there out into the Rishut HaRabim. Now, there is still part of the wall left beyond that that goes to the end of the Mavoi. And that is the case that's being discussed here. Mavoi, Shnifratz Mitzido, had a breakdown on the side wall, Klapei Rosho, towards the front of the Mavoi, towards the entrance or exit of the Mavoi. Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi say, Im Yesham Pas Dalid. If there is a board left over of 4 Tvachim, Matir Bipirza Ad Eser. Then the broken part of the wall can be open up till 10 Amot. Vim Lav. If that's not the case, Pachot Mishlosha Matir. Then less than 3 Tvachim, it will be Matir. Shlosha Ain Matir. If it's 3 or more Tvachim, it will not be Matir. So again, this break on the side wall is an opening that allows people to enter and exit through. It is an alternative petach, in a sense, to the mavoi. Now, if that petach, and we know, can be up to 10 amot. So now, if that petach is 10 amot or less, then we say that there's another doorway into the mavoi. But that is only true when what remains beyond the pirtza, beyond this alternative petach, still has a classification of a mavui. I mean that the end of the mavui, the old exit and entrance to the mavui, still is a mavui. Because if it is a mavui, then the lech and korah at the end there will be the siman for the mavui. And this will just be simply an alternative entrance. On the other hand, if at the end or the head of the mavui where you enter and exit, there is no mavui left, then this becomes basically the main entrance and exit to the mavui. And you would need a lechi and korah over there, which you do not have. So that's what Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi say. If you have a board of, or a wall of 4 tfachim left on the side after the break in the wall towards the front of, or the entrance of the mavui, then at the front entrance, you have a full mavui. You have 4 tfachim deep because there's a wall on that side of the break, 4 tfachim deep. The other side has a full wall. And then you have a doorway out and there you have a lechi and a korah and that's fine. Therefore, the pirtza, the break, up to 10 amot, we classify it as a doorway, and we have no problem with it. On the other hand, if beyond the break in the wall towards the front of the mavui, there's less than 4 tfachim, then you don't have a mavui at that end. If you don't have a mavui at that end, then what you have on the side or the break on the side can't be classified as a separate doorway because it becomes the main doorway. It's the only doorway. That is the beginning of the mavui now because the area towards the top of the mavui no longer really exists because it's less than 4 tfachim. In that case, we have to say that if there's a break less than 3 tfachim, you have lavud, a principle that we discussed yesterday. Anything that's less than 3 tfachim is as if it's not halachically, It's as if there's a full wall there. If it's more than three tvachim, now you have a break in the wall, or that becomes the alternative doorway. And because of that, it is problematic. Now, what you see from this is that Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, in determining what's the minimum size of a mavui to maintain the original entrance and exit to the mavui, is four tvachim. And therefore, that would support the position of Yosef that the minimum length of a mavui is four tvachim. You can see a picture of this in Rashi. As Rashi shows you, you have a U-shaped mavui, you have a korah at the end. Then you have a pirtza, you have a break on the side of the wall, and then you have a leftovers of the wall towards the korah. What we're discussing here is what's the size of that leftover. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi say that if it is four tefachim wide, and what we're discussing is that piece at the right top side, which is left over. If it's four tefachim deep, then you have a mavui still in place, and the korah at the end will work. If you have less than four tefachim, you don't have a mavui in place, and then this opening on the right side becomes problematic if it's more than three tefachim wide. What you do have here is support for Rabbi Yosef's position that the minimum standard for a mavui is four tefachim. So, l'Rav Yosef, it lay the Rabbi Ami. So, therefore, Rabbi Yosef will subscribe to this position of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. L'Abaye, Abaye obviously cannot subscribe to their opinion. Let lay the Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, because he requires four amot as a minimum, not four tefachim. So, Amar le Abaye, Abaye says no. Hotam sof mavui. Over there, we're talking about the end of a mavui. Hacha, tivlat mavui. Over here, we're talking about the beginning of a mavui. So, by the beginning of a mavui, ii ka'avra amot in. If you require four amot, then fine. Ilo, lo. If not, not. Rashi and Tosafot disagree here about the meaning of this distinction that is being drawn by Abaye. Rashi says that sof mavui, sof mavui is a case like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, that there was already a pre-existing mavui, and now you have something go wrong with the existing mavui. So there, in order to make it into a mavui again, or to maintain it as a mavui, there you only need four tvachim. In our case over here, where he's digging the ground to make a mavui to start with, there the standard, or the starting standard of a mavui is four amot. That's the way Rashi reads it. Rabbi says, look, I'll agree to you that if you have an existing mavui, and you want to know if it maintains its shame mavui, that's four tvachim is sufficient. On the other hand, if you want to start building a mavui and you want to know how do I get the size of a mavui, that you'll need four amot. Four, that's the way Rashi learns it. Tosafot says he doesn't think that's the meaning of the wording that's brought here. And therefore he says, Kevin shelo nifsila, shenishtar sham pas dal de mavui kasher, eino yotze mitorat hekshir, ad shivchot, shelo yashir sham dalet. That, similar to Rashi, that once you have something called a mavui, until it's reduced below four tvachim, it'll maintain the shem mavui. Avat tchilat mavui, dehainu shalom nishtar shem pas dalid. So as opposed to Rashi, who says tchilat mavui means when you are starting or building a mavui in the first place, like here where you're chokek, where you're digging into the ground in order to establish the mavui. That's why Rashi says tchilat mavui. Tosafot says no, tchilat mavui is dehainu shalom nishtar shem pas dalid. If you have less than four tvachim there, shetzarech lasot hekshir tzarech dalid amot. If you have less than four tvachim there, and it loses its shame mavui, that area, in order to reestablish the shame mavui, that's before amot long, and four tefachim will not suffice anymore. So machlok between Rashi and Tosafot, what tchilat mavui means, Rashi is saying tchilat mavui means the case that we're talking about where you're chokek, where you dig into the ground in order to make a mavui in the first place. Tosafot says it's a case where it once was a mavui, it lost its shame mavui because it went under four tefachim. To reestablish the shem mavui, you have to go back to four amot. You can't reestablish it by simply going back to the four tefachim. Where can I prove to you that I'm right, that you need a minimum of four amot for a mavui? D'tanya. Ein mavui nitar belechi v'kora, ad shehei, but, ad shehu batim v'chatzirot betuchim letocho. Until you have multiple houses and multiple courtyards open into it. And as Rashi mentions here, we've mentioned it before, Chatzer is the front yards of the houses. All the houses opened their front doors into a courtyard. And then the courtyards opened up into the mavui. The yards or the back doors or any other entrance into the house that opened up into a piece of land, that is not called a chatzer, but rather that is called a muksa or a rachava, which is the backyard. So courtyard, we're definitely talking about the front yards. And you have batim. Batim is in plural. So you have multiple houses opening up into the courtyards. And then you have a plural of courtyards. That means that you have multiple courtyards opening up into the mavui. So here, you can only use a lechi and a korah Two, be matir mavoi if the mavoi meets the minimum standards of what a mavoi is. The minimum standard of a mavoi is that it has two chatzerot opening up into it. Plus, each of those chatzerot has two batim, have two houses opening up into those chatzerot. Now, he says, v'i b'dalad, if you're talking about four tvachim, hecha mishkachat le. Where do the courtyards open up into the mavoi? The minimum width of a doorway is four tvachim. So now I have two chatzerot, two courtyards that are opening up into this mavoi. Now, if they require a doorway of four tvachim, and the mavoi itself is only four tvachim long, then where are they going to have doorways into the mavoi? If they use up the entire four tvachim, there's no longer any wall there. There's no longer any mavoi in that say. So what are you going to say? It's the back wall that they open it up onto. In the U, it's the base of the U that you would open up the doorways of the courtyards into. The side walls are four tvachim. The back wall can be as wide as you want, and you'll have the doorways open up into there. We have a misora, ezu mavoi. Something is only defined as a mavoi, shnitar b'lechi b'korah, that can use the lechi and korah to be matirit. Kosher arko, yeter arachbo. Only if its length is greater than its width. And what you've just described here would not be the case. If you're telling me that the depth of the mavoi, the side walls are only four tvachim deep, and you want to put the doorways on the back wall, the doorways on the back wall to the chatzirot would mean four tvachim each, would mean that the back wall is at least 10 tvachim wide to accommodate 2 4 tvachim openings. That means that the back wall or the width of the mavoi is greater than the depth or length of the mavoi. And that's not classified as a mavoi. So if you're telling me that the length of the mavoi is four tvachim, that means that the back wall has to be less than four tvachim. Less than four tvachim, you can't even accommodate one doorway to the chatzer. Forget about two. So now, according to you, Rav Yosef, how do you have a mavoi that is luckily called a mavoi? Because if you have a minimum of four tvachim going back, and your back wall has to be less than that, you don't have anywhere to open up the two chatzerot into the mavoi. Because the standards for a mavoi are kosher arko yoter arachbo, the length has to be greater than the width, ubatim v'chatzerot betuchim letochal. And you have a minimum of two houses opening into two chatzerot, each chatzer having two houses into it, and then those two chatzerot, betuchim letochal, open up into the mavoi. Rav Yosef says, don't worry about that, the potach lei bekeren zavit. He opens it up on an angle. He opens the door on an angle. Rashi explains here, you can see the picture on the bottom right in Rashi, that he builds a doorway on an angle by which three of the tefachim are contributed by the side walls, and one tefach is contributed by the back wall. That gives you a hypotenuse that is measured against one tefach by three tefachim of a triangle. That would be the hypotenuse. As Tosafot points out, that a 1/3 triangle makes the hypotenuse the square root of 10, and the square root of 10 is less than 4. So Tosafot says Rashi was not daki, was not careful about this. The Gemara tells us in other places that a triangle that has 1/1 tvachim, then the hypotenuse would be 1 2/5, which is roughly right, which is the square root of 2. The problem is that that's only true when you're talking about a triangle that has two equal sides. Then the hypotenuse has that configuration. But over here, where one side is 1 and one side is 3, that is not true, that you can just take the measurements of the sides and then get a hypotenuse from that. And so Tosafot points out that Rashi's calculation is not exact, and it would have to actually be longer in order to get the four tvachim that you need. Amar Abaye, mina aminala. Abaye says, I have another way to prove it to you, that the mavui has a minimum of four amot. Amar Rami bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. Lechi habolet midofno shel mavui. You have a lechi that's sticking out of the wall of the dofen, the wall of the mavoi. If you have a mavoi, again, imagine like a U. And at the end of the top of the U, where the opening is, you have it curve around. And then there is a lechi that is 4 amot wide over there. If that lechi is less than 4 amot, nidom mishum lechi, then it has a din of a lechi, because it's not part of the building, because it's less than 4 amot, it's not significant. And therefore, that'll act as the lechi, or the guide, the post at the end, in order that it will be a mavui that you can be matir. Vein tzarech lechi acher hatiro. Then you don't require an additional lechi to be matirit. Dalet amot, if that piece at the end of the mavui, at the head of the mavui, is 4 amot wide, nidom mishum mavui, it becomes like a wall of the mavui. Tzarech lechi acher hatiro. Now you'll need an additional lechi to be matirit, because there's nothing unique about this doorway. This opening, or this post at the end, There's nothing unique about it because it's four amot wide. It looks like it's a part of the wall of the Mavoi. It's just a continuation of the wall of the Mavoi. Now, Ein Ochanami, had you put it there for a lechi, that would have worked. But the fact is it was just built there, and now you want to use it as a lechi. There's no hekir that it's a lechi because it's four amot wide. It looks like it's a part of the wall of the Mavoi, even though it's on the top of the Mavoi, or the exit to the Rishut Rabim area of the Mavoi. It still looks like it's just an extension of the wall. So now what do you see? You see from this that four amot is the minimum amount to be classified as being a part of the Mavoi. Less than four amot is not classified as being part of the Mavoi. And so that supports the position of Abaye. Rav Yosef will answer, Lafuke mitorat lechi adigab ramot. Wait, you're talking about two different things. You want to know whether something's classified as a lechi or not a lechi. Four amot is the standard for that. Something that's more than four amot is considered to be a part of the wall. Something less than four amot is considered to be a lechi. It's something that's distinguishable, looks like a post, and it will be a heker, or quote-unquote a mechitza, on that fourth wall. On the other hand, if it's greater than four amot, it's classified like a wall. But that's one din. But when you're talking about a mavoi, you don't have a mavoi, afilu ba'arba atvachim, nami have a mavoi. You're talking about the measurement, the depth of a mavoi, four tvachim is fine or sufficient. You're talking about two different dinim. One din is what's considered to be a lechi, the other din is what's considered to be a mavoi. For a lechi, four amot is the threshold, whether it's considered to be a lechi or a wall. On the other hand, for a mavoi, the threshold is four tvachim, whether it's four tvachim deep or not, that will determine whether it's considered to be a mavoi or not. Kufa. On this position that we just brought, we want to investigate it more deeply. Amarami Bachama Ravuna. Lechi abulet midofno shel mavoi. This case, where you have a lechi that is sticking out of the end of the mavoi, you have a U-shaped mavoi, and then at the open end of the mavoi, you have a bore that comes out into the entranceway to the mavoi. Pachod mi'arba amot, if it's less than four amot, nidom shum lechi, that will function as the lechi for this mavoi. Ve'ein tzarich lechi acher la'atiro, you don't need an additional lechi there in order to be matir the mavoi. But, on the other hand, dalet amot, if it's above dalet amot, nidom mishum mavoi, then it becomes like a wall of the mavoi. Tzarich lechi acher la'atiro, then you'll need an additional lechi in order to be matir it. So, oto lechi heichen ma'amido. When it's greater than four amot, that extra piece at the end, now you have to put another lechi there. Where are you going to put the lechi? Ida mugile b'hadei. If you just add on a post to the wall that exists there, then osefehu dekamosifilei. All you're doing is making the wall longer. So why does that become a lechi? By adding it on to the already existing wall, now instead of being four amot wide or five amot wide, say it's 5.5 or 6.5 amot wide, that doesn't change it. Why does that make it into a lechi? Ella, what do you have to do? Amar papa de mukile de idach gisa. Papa says you have to put the lechi on the opposite wall, on the opposite side. You have a U-shaped mavoi, the opening at the top of the U. On one side, you have this wall sticking in. On the opposite side of that, where the entrance is, now you have to put the lechi, because there it'll be recognizable. It'll be separate from this wall, and that's how it'll be identifiable as a lechi. That's Rav Papa's solution. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua Amar, afilu teima de mukila b'hadei. You can put it on the same side as the wall. Demitafi bei, oh, demitzar bei. He could make it bigger or smaller. Meaning that the only way you would consider it to be an extension of the wall is if you made the lechi the exact same size as the wall. But if you made it a different size than the wall, then it would be distinguishable. So either you make it the mitafilei makes it taller than the wall, or the mevatzilei makes it shorter than the wall. Then it will be identified as a lechi. Or the alternative is that he makes it wider than the wall, or he makes it narrower than the wall. So this lechi is distinct from the wall itself. So even if you put it on the same side as the wall, as long as it's distinct in some way, then it can function as a lechi. So Rav Papa says you put the lechi on the other side. Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua says you can even put it on the same side as long as you make it identifiable as a lechi. Again, Rashi notes that had you made it up front as a lechi, that would be fine. Because first of all, we're going to have a halacha later on the Mesechta, which Rabbi says that a lechi omi me'elav. A lechi that stands by itself is there anyway. You can use as a lechi. Number two is the minimum standard for lechi is a mashu. So if you have more than a mashu, then it should be even better as a lechi. Rashi distinguishes and says that's only when you placed it there for a lechi. Had you originally put that wall up as a lechi, Ein Ochanami would function as a lechi. What happened here was that you had the building or the structure this way, and now you want to come to make a lechi. That you can't change an existing wall that's more than four amot into a lechi if it's already four amot wide because it becomes a part and parcel of the mavoi. And that's why we require an additional lechi over here. And this, what Tosfot points out, is even according to one who says that a lechi is mishum mechitza, that a lechi is there only to create an additional wall on the fourth side. Well, if you have four amot wide, that's even a better mechitza. So why shouldn't that be okay? Why shouldn't that function as a lechi? So Tosfot points out, because you still need heker ketzat va'inan. Even if you think it's mishum mechitza, it still has to be distinguishable or distinct as a mechitza specifically for this purpose, and therefore you need it to be not just a four amot wall, but something that has unique properties to it in order to make it into a lechi. We're only talking about a case where it's a mavoi that is 8 amot wide. Aval b'mavoi shiv'a, if you're talking about a mavoi that is 7 amot wide, nitar ba'omeid merubeh ala parutz, then the mavoi will satisfy the fact that you have more standing wall than opening on that side. And we're going to explain this in 1 second, but if you think about an opening at the top of the U that is 8 amot wide, then if you have a 4 amot piece of wall there, then you still have either an equal amount to open. We'll just assume that it's a little more than 8 amot, so we don't run into a problem. The Gemara will address this a little later. But you have a 4 amot wall, then that has to still function as a lechi, because that side or that fourth wall has more opening than it does closure. Since it has more opening than closure, you have to use something to be matir that side, and that's what we call a lechi. So if it's less than 4 amot, it'll act as a lechi. If it's more than 4 amot, then it's a wall, and you have to do something else to make a lechi over there. But Rabbi Huna, Brady Rabbi Shua, is pointing out, what happens if it's less than 8 amot? Anything less than 8 amot, if you have a 4 amot wide wall there, then the majority of that side is now have a wall on it. We call omeid merubeh ala parutz, that the standing wall is greater than the open space. And you have a standing wall that's greater than the open space, then it's considered as if there is a complete wall, or that's a closed side. Because you can learn that out of kav v'chomer michatzer. We can learn it as a kav v'chomer from a courtyard. Machatzer she'ena niteret belechi v'kora. If you have a chatzer that has an opening into the Rishut HaRabim, a lechi and a korah are not sufficient to make that the fourth wall. If you have three walls of the chatzer and the fourth wall is completely open into the Rishut HaRabim, a lechi or korah on that side would not suffice. It will with the mavoi. Nevertheless, niteret ba'omeid merubeh ala parutz. By a chatzer, if you have more standing wall than open space, that is considered to be a wall on that side of the chatzer. Ala parutz, therefore, mavoi. A mavoi, which has a much easier time to become mutar, shenitar v'lechi v'korah, if you have an entire side that's open to the Rishut HaRabim by a mavoi, you can satisfy or close that up by using a lechi or a korah. Enu din, certainly it should be so, shenitar be'amud be'omeid merubeh ala parutz, when you have more standing wall than open wall. So that's the claim of Rabbi Yehuna b'Rei d'Rabbi Yeshua, that if you have a wide an opening that is less than 8 amot, and now you have a 4 amot wall there, you have more standing wall than open space, and that should be sufficient to make that the fourth wall, and you won't need a lechi or korah at all. Mar says, wait a minute, that kal v'chomer may not be so good, because ma lechatzer shekein pirtzata be'eser. If you have a breach in the wall of a chatzer, then up to 10 amot is considered to be a doorway, and the wall is considered to be intact, and still considered to be a courtyard in which you can carry. Tomar b'mavoi shepirtzato be'arba. You're talking about a mavoi where you have a breach in the wall that is only up to 4 amot is it considered to be a doorway. More than 4 amot is not considered to be a doorway. So we have a chumrah b'mavoi. If you have a chumrah b'mavoi, you can no longer learn a kal v'chomer from chatzer to mavoi. Where it says, k'savar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yehoshua, mavoi nami pirtzato be'eser. Because Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yehoshua believes that the doorway or breaches in walls in the mavoi can be up to 10 amot. It's a machloka that we're going to see in the upcoming Gemara, as to how big a breach you can have in the wall of a mavoi and still have it classified as a doorway. By a chatzer, it's clear that 10 amot wide, up to 10 amot, is considered to be a doorway. By a mavoi, it's a machloket, whether up to 10 amot, like the chatzer, is considered to be a doorway, and that's what Rabbi Huna b'Rei d'Yehoshua says, or is it 4 amot is the largest size you can have and still be classified as a doorway into the mavoi, and it won't be a problem with the walls or deficiency in the walls. That is the position of Rav Huna. And that's what the Gemara says now. Wait a minute. Laman ke'amrinan. Rav Huna, b'Rei d'Rabbi Yeshua, is saying his position in the position of Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna is the one at the beginning of this sugya. Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rav Huna. So Lechi Abolet, the whole sugya of Lechi Abolet, is in the position of Rav Huna. And then Rav Huna, b'Rei d'Rabbi Yeshua, comes to modify that position of Rav Huna, explain that that lechi that we're talking about, that extra lechi that you need, it can be on the same side. And in addition to that, if it is less than 8 amot wide, then it's called omeid merubeh ala parutz. So Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yehoshua is explaining the whole position within the position of Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna is the one who says that the maximum size of a breach in the wall for a mavui is 4 amot. So how can Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua come along and say, I have a kal v'chomer for chatzer? Because I believe that just like a chatzer, 10 amot is considered to be a doorway, so too mavoi is 10 amot. Therefore, I can make this kal v'chomer because mavoi has kulot, like it can use a lechi and a korah, whereas a chatzer can't use a lechi and a korah. So therefore, kal v'chomer, if by a chatzer omeid merubeh ala parutz is enough, so too by mavoi, omeid merubeh ala parutz should be sufficient. Rav says, that's very nice. But you're saying this or explaining Rav Huna within Rav Huna's position. Rav Huna is the one who says Arba Amot. Rav Huna, Braid the Rav Yeshua, he's saying the name of Rav Huna, Var Rav Huna, Pritzato B'dalat Sfirli, and he holds that it's talking about four Amot. So Gemara says, no. So Rav Huna, Braid the Rav Yeshua, Tami D'Nafshei Kamar. Rav Huna, Braid the Rav Yeshua is saying it within his own position or his own reasoning. He's saying, Ein Ochanami, the Rav Huna, then you need to put the Lechi there. You may not have to put it on the other side, you put it on the same side as long as it's distinct or distinguishable. And that'd be the end. I think that just like a chatzer up to 10 amot is a doorway, so too the din is by a mavoi. And therefore I can make another statement, which is that if the area at the opening at the top of the U is less than 8 amot and you have a 4 amot wide wall, then that would be sufficient. You don't even need a lechi anymore because you have omeid merubeh ala parutz, which I can learn from a kal v'chomer from chatzer. Because for me, chatzer is always more chamur than mavoi. You're right. According to Rav Huna, this wouldn't work. Because he has certain instances where chatzer is more mekil than the mavoi by doorways. He thinks the doorways are considered a doorway by chatzer is 10 amot. To be considered a doorway by a mavoi is 4 amot. And therefore, he can't learn this kal v'chomer. But I think you can learn this kal v'chomer. And in my din or my own position, I believe that this din would be true. Rashi over here asks a question. On the open side of the chatzer, if you have a wall of a chatzer that falls down entirely towards Rishut Rabim, if you put up a board of 4 tvachim on each side, then that's mutar, and that becomes a wall, then, with an opening of less than 10 amot. Why can't we say the same thing here by the mavoi? If you're ready to learn a kal v'chomer from chatzer to mavoi, then you can learn this from chatzer to mavoi. Rashi asks this question and says, then why do we care about the pas here? This board that's standing, 4 amot, that's more than 4 tvachim. It should function just like the chatzer. So Rashi answers like he did before, which is that this wall was not put up to be a lechi or to be a pas. Since it wasn't put up for that purpose, therefore, it cannot now act after the fact for that purpose because it's not minkura milta. It's not obvious that it was put there for that purpose. Tosafot, or the Ri, gives an alternative answer which says that by a chatzer, where you require that the wall be closed on the fourth side, that it not be totally open to the Rishut Rabim, but it has some sort of wall piece to it, that's where we allow you to use the fourth Fachim Pasim in order to solve the problem. On the other hand, by the Mavui, where we allow to use a lechi and a korah on that fourth side, then the lechi and the korah, that's a kula on the side that's totally open. So once we have that kula on the side that's totally open, then you have to use a lechi and a korah. That's something that's classified as a lechi and a korah. Then you can't just have this board of a pas of four tvachim. You need something that's called the lechi. And therefore, this four amot wall, or whatever it is that's there, won't help you out because you're working with different materials. And that's what Tosafot says, is the difference. The reason by chatzer, the four tvachim boards work is because for machmir, that you must have a wall there. So these things function as a wall. And then by the end of the mavoi, where you don't require a wall, we simply require a lechi and a korah. You need something that's called a lechi. So the board being too long actually causes a problem because it's no longer called a lechi, even though it's a wall. And therefore, you can't learn that kal v'chomer from chatzer to mavoi with regards to the pas arba tvachim because that the din derives from the nature of those areas. The chatzer, which requires a closure on that fourth side, then the pas works. The mavoi that doesn't require closure on that side only requires a lechi, then you need something that is a lechi, and the board of four tvachim won't function that way because you're not looking for a mechitza, you're looking for a lechi. Even according to the one who says that lechi is mishum mechitza, you still need, as Tosafot said before, a mechitza that is distinct or recognizable. So the Gemara says, Ravashi amar afilu teimu mavoi shmona nami. Even if it's only 8 amot wide, forget about less than 8 amot, even 8 amot itself, lo tzarech lechi, you don't need a lechi there. Manofshach. You can say, either way, I omeid nafish, if the standing wall is more, nitar be omeid merubeh ala parutz, then the standing wall being greater than the opening wall, that would be sufficient. I parutz nafish, if the open wall is more over here, nidom mishum lechi, then I have a din of lechi. Mayamart, this shavu tarvayu. Oh wait, you're going to say now that they're both equal, kehadadi, they're exactly equal. Havalei safek didivrayim, now you're in a safek. We don't know whether it's bigger or smaller in that case. It's a safek in a din derabanan. The whole din of mavoi is a din derabanan. Safek divrayim lakel, whenever you have a safek derabanan, we go the kula. So over here, what Rav Ashi is suggesting is, even at 8 amot, Maybe we don't know what the exact size of the wall is. If we have exactly 8 amot, and then you put the wall up, and the wall is somewhere around 4 amot. Well, if it's greater than 4 amot, then we have omed merubela parutz. Then the standing wall is greater than the breach, and we're fine. If the wall is less than 4 amot, then we're fine also, because then it can act as a lechi. If it's exactly alike, if it's exactly even, then we'll say, okay, we don't know which it is. We don't know which way to go, but it's a safek de divrayim. It's a safek de rabbanon, and a safek de rabbanon will go the kula. And Tosfot says this has to be according to the opinion later on in the Gemara that says when it's equal, if you have it exactly equal, then it's asur, parotske almeid. If the opening and the wall sizes are exactly equal, then it's asur, because then you'll have a safek. If you said that if they're exactly equal, it's mutar, they don't even have a safek anymore. Then miman of shach in all three instances, it would be mutar. Either it's less than 4 amot, it's a lefi. More than 4 amot, it's omed merubela parutz. Or it's exactly equal, and that would still be mutar. So it has to be according to the mandamar that says when it's exactly equal, it's a sur, and we have a safek here. Since we have a safek, midrabanan, we go to kula. Although Tosfot here discusses something that is discussed in the Gemara and Bechorot and other places that we discussed before, is there a possibility being mitzamtzem? Can you have exactitude, where you have exactly 4 amot of the wall and 4 amot of the empty space? And the Gemara there says, be de adam. When it's a human creation, then you can be exact. Things be de shamayim are never, things that are natural occurrences are never exactly, they're not mitzamtzem, they're not exactly equal. But things that are created by man, they can create them in such a way that it's equal. So then why is it a safek anymore? There shouldn't be a safek, because there is a distinct possibility that can be exactly 4 amot. And we should be able to determine what it is based on that. So Tosfot says in the end, V'eshlamar ho v'yevshad l'tzamtzem el yedei torach gadol. Since it would take tremendous effort and exertion and input to make it exactly equal, lo tzrichu l'tzamtzem l'mdol b'safek divrayim. We're not going to force you to go measure it and check it out. Since it's an unlikely outcome or an unlikely scenario, since we're dealing with a din d'rabbanan, we're going to assume that that's not the case, and we'll say that it's a safek, and safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Okay, we'll stop over here.